Five Things to Know About Former Fauci Aide Pleading Guilty. Dr. David Morins, a former aide to Dr. Anthony Fauci, has admitted to violating a federal law that prohibits conspiring to defraud the federal government. Morins, 79, pleaded guilty to one count in exchange for prosecutors dropping for other charges. He was a senior advisor to Fauci at the National Institutes of Health's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases from 2006 to late 2022. Here are five things to know about the development. Morins used personal email to evade federal records law. Morins turned to his personal email account after the COVID-19 pandemic began with the express purpose of avoiding requests for records made under the Freedom of Information Act, which gives people the ability to request emails and other records, according to the plea agreement. In April 2020, President Donald Trump said he was aware that the National Institutes of Health were funding research in Wuhan, China, that some believed resulted in the pandemic, and indicated the funding would stop. The agency then sent a letter to EcoHealth Alliance, an organization that was funneling government funds to a lab in Wuhan. The NIH said that it was reviewing allegations that the lab released the virus responsible for the pandemic. Morins began corresponding with Peter Daszak, head of the EcoHealth Alliance, saying that Fauci was aware of the development and that there were efforts to resolve the situation with minimal damage to Daszak, colleagues, and the government. Morins said that he would use a personal email account due to Freedom of Information Act requests and did so to create and transfer federal records pertaining to his official responsibilities, the agreement stated. Morins also helped Daszak compose a response to the NIH inquiry. Let's win this anti-science battle, get you refunded and Uber-funded, then settle scores and kick some ass, Morins wrote in one missive to Daszak. Daszak later sent Morins two bottles of wine in gratitude and said that he might take him to a Michelin-starred restaurant in the future. The Biden administration eventually restored the grant before ultimately ending the funding and debarring the EcoHealth Alliance from receiving taxpayer funds. The move was based on the finding that the organization did not properly oversee the research in Wuhan. Influence on origins discussion. After the first COVID-19 cases appeared in China in late 2019, scientists began debating whether the virus came from nature or a lab. Fauci, Morins, and others knew that their agency had funded research in the Wuhan lab and that the lab had conducted risky experiments in the past, according to emails made public by journalists and lawmakers. Fauci helped craft a 2020 paper that called a lab origin implausible, according to messages from the authors that lawmakers have released. Fauci is not listed as an author or contributor to the paper, and the publisher has declined to update. Morins co-authored a 2020 paper called The Origin of COVID-19 and Why It Matters. The paper said that COVID-19 was a natural event and that theories about a hypothetical man-made origin have been thoroughly discredited by multiple coronavirus experts. The paper cited three other papers, the one Fauci worked on, another co-authored by Daszak and scientists in Wuhan that has since been retracted, and a third written by a Chinese scientist and Australian professor Edward Holmes, a co-author of the first paper. Morins submitted the origin paper with the intention of benefiting Daszak and EcoHealth Alliance, as he acknowledged in his guilty plea. He also co-authored a different 2020 paper with Daszak that said, since 1999, China's numerous live animal markets have arguably led to three important epidemics and now, a pandemic, although the ultimate origins of pandemics can rarely be known with certainty. Morins took responsibility. Lawyer. Morins could have fought the charges but chose to admit guilt, according to his lawyer. By pleading guilty today, Dr. Morins has taken responsibility for what he did, and he will continue to do so, Timothy Belovets, the attorney, told news outlets in a statement. Morins had written in a 2025 email to Daszak and others that he spent hours preparing with a lawyer to appear before a congressional committee. He says, I should be prepared to be hit with criminal charges and possible jail time for using my Gmail for supposed government business. He wrote at the time, please come visit me in prison and help me find a job when I get out. Fauci referenced in filings. Fauci, 85, was referenced in multiple exchanges that prosecutors included in court filings. Under the marker Senior NIAID Official 1, Fauci was mentioned in emails from Morins, including the April 25, 2020, email that said Fauci was aware of the move to terminate the grant to EcoHealth. In February 2021 emails with the subject line briefing, Morin said that he had learned from the top Freedom of Information Act government official how to make emails disappear after a request came in, but before the formal search began to fill the request. So I think we are all safe, he wrote. Plus, I deleted most of those earlier emails after sending them to Gmail. Daszak wrote on multiple occasions in 2021 asking Morins to pass along information to Fauci, according to the plea agreement. In April 2021, Morins said that it was important to speak off the record because of Freedom of Information Act requests. It's most important that not have anything on the record that could come back to bite, he said. Morin said in other emails not referenced in the filings that Fauci had instructed him not to discuss the origins of COVID-19 on the record, but in July 2021 said he should talk to an outlet on the record. I interpret this to mean that our government is lightening up, but that Tony doesn't want his fingerprints on origin stories, Morins wrote at the time. In another email, Morins told Daszak that Fauci and the National Institutes of Health head Dr. Francis Collins are trying to protect you, which also protects their own reputations. Morin said during a public hearing in 2024 that he did not recall talking to Fauci about deleting emails. Fauci disavowed Morin's during an appearance before Congress in 2024. It is important to point out for the record that, despite his title and even though he was helpful to me in writing scientific papers, Dr. Morin's was not an advisor to me on institute policy or other substantive issues, Fauci said at the time. More charges coming. Fauci received a preemptive pardon from then-President Joe Biden in early 2025, covering actions from January 1, 2014 to January 19, 2025. A Senate committee recently voted to recommend federal prosecutors charge Fauci with contempt of Congress for declining to answer questions about that period during a Senate hearing. Prosecutors have not commented on the criminal referral. Court filings, in addition to identifying Daszak as a co-conspirator of Morin's, also identify Dr. Gerald Kush, a retired Boston University professor, as a co-conspirator. The plea agreement also stated that Morins conspired with others who were not identified to violate federal law. Daszak, who is no longer with EcoHealth Alliance, and Kush could not be reached for comment. FBI Director Kash Patel in an August 18th post on X highlighted Morins' guilty plea. This FBI investigation remains ongoing, Patel wrote. No one is above the law.